You're listening to the Horrified Chicken Podcast. Warning, spoilers, and explicit language.
Well, hello there. Welcome back to Horrified Chicken Podcast.
Hi.
Hey. We got a new movie again this week.
Yeah, all the new ones are the way we're going. Well,
is it? Did we decide that? When was this conversation had that that's what we were doing?
Well, next week's is going to be a new movie too.
Okay.
Well, it'll be three newies in a row.
Yeah, we actually had that conversation last night about like retro-y kind of horror movies. They seem to be a little bit harder to please, I guess, or at least for me, where it's like they're either really goofy or they're just shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You've liked a lot of our retro movies.
I get, maybe that's because lately I've liked a lot of these movies. Well, maybe not today, though.
Yeah.
I guess we should find out. The movie we're talking about is Villains from 2019. Yeah. So.
Small cast.
Very small cast. Five people in the cast, but really four that really are mean anything in this. We've got Mickey Jules. Yeah. Younger couple.
Yep, they're robbers.
Yes. And so right off the bat.
Really bad robbers.
When I think about this and I go, if you and I were to maybe take on the act of being robbers and criminals.
Right.
I feel like a lot of our shit would go the way it goes with them. Very disjointed, you know, maybe arguing about things and how we're going to do it. Couldn't figure out how to do something. And then the other one's telling you how to do it. Like, I feel like we would be bad criminals.
Isn't that a song?
That's Smooth Criminal.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we'd be smooth criminals. That's why we're not criminals.
And I like that about this. Like, it's a horror movie, and it's like, you know, they're not like these smooth fucking get in there and like they act like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funny thing. Like, we start the movie off, we just hear him talking.
Right.
He's trying to get her unpsyched. Calm her down. Think about Florida when we were in Florida or whatever. Happy memories. All right, this will be the last one. Let's go. And then they go in and they're like robbing this convenience or a gas station, actually.
Right.
Which is kind of funny. That plays into in a few minutes. But yeah, so they want to act the part of like hard ass criminals.
Yeah.
But they're fucking horrible.
They're terrible.
I mean, they succeed. Yeah. But they have to figure out how to open a cash register.
And I feel like the payoff was nothing. Like, they had like a little tiny wad of cash. It was so small. Looked like maybe like $200.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to Florida. That's enough to get you some gas and maybe a couple snacks. But
they're going to Florida to sell seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so silly.
It's the young dreams, right?
Right. We're just going to be entrepreneurs selling seashells by the seashore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their seashells are free.
You know what's funny is, okay, maybe you get one person and their dream is to sell seashells by the seashore and they really think that it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Right? Sally thought it all of her life that she was going to do
it. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
But I always find it funny when you get two people who are willing to, agree on this fucking ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
But these two people were not the most intelligent people.
I don't know if it was that. I just think they're supposed to be young.
Were druggies.
Yes.
So their brains were a little tainted by drugs, and they just made poor choices.
Yeah, young, drugs,
really
in love.
Into each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just doesn't all add up to being a very good, successful criminal.
Seashell seller.
Nah, I think we get a payoff with that. That's, maybe.
Well, I don't know. End. I feel like that was not real.
So the other thing with this movie is that we don't really know the specific timeline. Right?
No, it's very all over.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool that way. Like, I was thinking about it this morning when I got up, and I was like, I kind of like that. Like, they make you think it could be kind of maybe like late 70s or 80s, but then
90s.
You know, yeah, 90s, but then, you know, because we see a camcorder that looks
newer,
more modern than what we would see back then. But then when we
but
get
no one
to,
has cell phones.
And their car looks, you know, I don't know. I'm not a fucking car guy, but it ain't something from the fucking 2000s.
Yeah. Well, the couple's house who, okay, so they rob the store. And they
no, they rob a gas station.
And they run out of gas.
They run out of gas.
Right. And so the only house nearby, they decide to go and look for gas.
Yeah, so now here's a perfect example of, like, is it because they're young? Is it because they're druggies? Or is it a combination? Because they're panicking, right? Like, they're going to have to walk to get a steal a car or whatever. And then right. she like, points and, like, there's a mailbox at the street. And he's just like, you have a fuck. You're awesome. You have an eagle's eye.
Yeah.
Like, really? It's just right there. You would have saw it in 10 steps.
So, and then when they go to get in the house, he can pick locks really, really well. But it's deadbolted too, so they break the front door open. Why didn't they look for a back door?
I don't know.
Or a back window, so it wouldn't be noticed that you went in. But they don't seem to care that the people are going to notice that they...
No, not at all. I mean, yeah. They're trashing the place. She's having
they
a bowl
of
cereal.
They sort of act very entitled, even though they seem like they come from nothing.
I feel like they're trying to be hardened criminals that don't give a fuck, but...
Yeah. So they're in the house looking for gas, and... Well, they're trying to figure out what to do. And there's a car in the garage, but they can't find the car keys.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, let's do some drugs to clear our minds. And then
a boost,
yes. Then he figures, oh, I'll siphon the gas out of the car, which is what I said right before he said it. It was kind of funny. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Seconds before.
Yep. So they decide to do that. So then they're going to look for a hose. And they look in the basement. Wouldn't you look in the garage or the backyard or a shed for a hose?
Yeah, I mean, you would
who
just...
Who keeps hoses in the basement?
Yeah, but, I mean, again... You
they
know,
have to get to the basement.
They have to go into the basement. There's a reason
like,
they have
I
to
I would
go
look
there.
For, in the basement, maybe a container, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you said, you just go in the yard and grab a hose.
Yeah, off of
or
the
or in the garage, yeah, cut it with the scissors and then just stick it in there and
yeah.
There you go.
So, in the basement, they discover... Sweetie Pie?
Yep.
A little girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's chained up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Looks very dirty, like she's definitely been there for a while.
Yeah. Not well cared for.
Comes across as a mute.
Yeah.
Right?
She doesn't talk. So they go back upstairs and the homeowners come home.
Well, yeah, and there's an argument between... Mickey and Jules. Mickey is just like, and I'm on Mickey's side.
Yeah, let's just get out of here.
Like, we'll drop an anonymous phone call
right.
to the police, but we need to get the fuck out.
Yeah, and that's probably what I would have done. I would have left and called the police.
And you know what the biggest tip off for me was? That fucking lock. That was some serious, like, Houdini fucking, like, whoever put it on ain't fucking around lock. That was
right.
like an old, giant lock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been. I'm totally with Mickey on this. You just
and
leave.
Jules is like, we can't leave her,
right.
which I get. You know, you want to help someone. You could help her a different way, though.
Yeah. You leave and then you drop an anonymous phone call.
Right. So how do you do that? You're like, we broke into this house to look for gas.
Why
and
not?
We found a girl chained up
why not?
In the basement.
Because here's the thing, too.
No, I'm just saying it'd be a funny call.
Yeah, but that was another thing that we talked about after the movie is like no cell phones. So
yeah.
Everybody has, I mean, our fucking 12-year-old has a cell phone. So that's another thing. It's like they don't want to give you that specific timeline.
Right.
Right? And even at the end, and not to ruin anything, but like when we see like the memory thing at the end,
mm-hmm.
it's shot like a video that you'd see from like a 60s or 70s, like
right.
8mm type style. So it's like I really like that you
mm-hmm.
can't really pinpoint it to one. Seems modern, but it doesn't. The house that they're in seems like a 70s, 80s like house.
Right, and the television's old. But he does point out that it's
he
old.
He does.
That's the thing where it keeps you on your toes of trying to figure out what time period it is.
Yes, and now the homeowners are home, George and Gloria.
Which
right?
is the actor George I've known from things, but I couldn't place him.
Right.
And then Gloria is Kira Sedgwick.
Mm-hmm, Sedgwick.
She's Kevin Bacon's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
Yeah,
she used to be
either.
In a lot of stuff in the 90s.
Yeah. And so their characters...
are dressed like 60s.
Yeah. It's like they're playing characters.
Right.
And he's very calm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a scary calm.
And she's got a baby. that's
you clearly can tell it's not a baby.
It's not a baby, right.
Right. But yeah, so I found that George was very, very scary in a sense of...
I'm a nice guy. I'm going to kill you.
There was a confidence behind all that.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, clearly a seasoned killer.
I'll fucking kill you. Where Mickey tries to play it off. Right. Because George kind of, they go, look, we'll work this out.
Oh, and also we see earlier they throw a camcorder and there's a video of a couple tied up and someone coming with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're, you can hear him screaming too in the video, but they don't notice that because he throws it because he just like looks at it and goes, nah, junk, and throws it.
Yeah.
So when they come home and they're like, look, we're taking the kid. And they're like, well, you know, we can't do it. So George is like, let's have a seat. Mm-hmm. We'll come to an agreement. And George is like, I'm a salesman and I can read people. And this is, and he goes on this thing about how he can read what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And these are your options. And then surprisingly, Mickey's like, because he's very unsure this whole time. And that's like, it's a kind of a tense moment because as George is talking very calmly, like they're at a dinner party.
Yeah.
Mickey keeps looking at Jules as he has a gun point, and I'm just waiting for George to pop up and grab the gun.
Right.
Right? I'm thinking, it's like, dude, pay attention. Like, look at least the part.
Yeah.
Right? But they're not.
No.
They're not the part. And then Mickey tries to turn it around on him, and they go, let me tell you, right?
We're taking this girl, which I thought he was going to be like, yeah, that sounds good. We'll take your car, and you can have her.
Yeah, then the movie's over.
Yeah.
Plus, they would have still tried to kill him.
Yeah.
As we find
out. So they go down to get her. And for some reason, when he unlocks her and Mickey's like, come on, let's go, she bites him.
Yeah. I think that...
Poor choice by the little girl.
Very poor choice. And I think she's got time to
contemplate
that decision.
Is she a zombie? Is that why she's chained up? Like, they made a monster daughter?
Yeah, you don't know.
I was trying to read more into it than it was. It was just she's scared.
Right. Yeah. She probably knew that these two were dead.
And she doesn't know them. And even though her situation's bad, she knows what's going to happen in her situation.
Right. Because we find out that obviously this is not their real child.
Right. They stole her.
They yeah.
I wonder if her parents were the ones in the video.
I think that's a wise
assumption.
Thought. Because I'm thinking that these guys are like serial killers, but I just think it just happened. She wanted a child.
Mm-hmm.
He got her a child with the parents and the daughter. They killed the parents.
I think they're definitely some sort of...
I think
consistent murderer.
Well, I think what it is,
couple.
I don't think they're serial killers in the sense that they feel like they have to go out and do it.
Yeah, they're opportunists.
Whatever. I think it's whatever stands in the way of
their goals.
How they want their life to go.
Right.
Right.
Because they show a photo album earlier. Gloria's showing Mickey because she wants. I don't know. That was weird. A photo album.
I didn't think
album.
It was weird. I mean, it was weird.
Well. And there's a picture. She's like, this is the last day I was at home. And you see, like, very faintly in the background, like, her father's dead on the bed with the blood underneath him.
Yeah. And you have to really look because I noticed the father on the bed. You noticed the blood.
Right.
And then you point out the blood. And then we rewatched it. And it was like, yeah, it's his arm hanging down with blood all over.
Yeah.
So, but they're posing like.
Yeah. Like sweethearts. And
and
she says at this time, Mickey said, it's just us and everybody, or not Mickey, what's the
George?
George says tells her that everybody else is paper people.
Yeah. So So now when the girl bites Mickey, that distracts him. George headbutts him.
Yeah.
Then we go to.
He's tied to a bed.
He's tied to a bed, or handcuffed and tied. His feet are tied. His hands are handcuffed.
Jules
and she's
handcuffed
in the basement
to a pole
with the little girl.
Right.
And so.
And then Gloria, wants to get dirty. Down to business,
but as another character.
Yeah, it's weird.
She wants to be mommy.
Yeah,
but she wants to fuck him because George is impotent, right?
Is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's because Mickey calls him out on that later, like, oh, because you can't, you're impotent or whatever. You can't do it. So I think because George, at some point, George kind of tells them, like, yeah, I stole the girl. Because she wanted a daughter. But
and
then she
and
got
God
tired of
God has never blessed us with a child.
Right. And Mickey has said something about, you know, you're pissed because you're impotent or whatever. So I think because the reason the girl's in the basement is because Gloria thought that's what she wanted.
But then she didn't
but
want
But she didn't really
it.
Want it. So she wanted to make her go away, a.k.a. kill her.
But
George didn't have it in him.
Right.
to at this kill point. A kid. So he locked her. He was being merciful, put her in a basement.
Right.
So
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. It's like she wanted to fuck him, get pregnated, then she would have her baby.
Ah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, so she dressed up like mommy.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It was.
And he just is not into it. And then she gets offended that he doesn't have an erection.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So, they look at the book and everything. I think it's the next day, right?
Yeah, the next day, he's trying to insinuate that he is really into her because he wants to get free.
Right. He just needs to get untied. And this is when they're looking at the photo album.
Right.
And he really is like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like,
because he sees the picture of the dead father.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck.
How'd they get that developed?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they did it. Maybe
they have a dark room.
This is a time of dark rooms.
Yeah. So he leads her on, indicating that he's ready for mommy and son to do some stuff.
Get it on.
Yeah. And he pictures Jules so he can get an erection. So she's like, oh yeah. So
and
then
it works.
He says, I want to touch you, which you knew what he was gonna do. But then he just throws her instead of like knocking her out.
There
were
some decisions at this part that I thought, I don't know, man.
But like, I guess because he's not the criminal he wants to be, it kind of makes sense because you're not going to go from normal-ish person to murder or maiming someone.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that, but he had his hands all over her head, right? Which in this moment, I don't think threw her off until he really gripped it and then threw her. But I thought maybe keep a hand on that. You know what I mean? So that then he's like, I don't know. Throwing her just seemed like he got his boots.
He doesn't
he got his
feel
feet untied,
threatened
but,
by her is yeah. what it seems like. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of was like,
But of course she's yelling for George. So George comes out with a gun.
Yeah.
And he said, what did he say to him? You're really squirrely or something. So he shoots him in the leg.
Well, he almost gets out the front door.
Right.
And George shoots at him and he's like, look, get back up here. I'm a good shot. I didn't shoot you
that
on purpose.
That was a warning. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, man, you don't do this to women. You know, you don't make them cry and this and that.
Yeah.
And then he shoots him in the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a nice blood splatter on the wall. I liked it.
Yeah. So again, it's that whole thing with George where he seems proper and calm, but he's got that fucking mean thing in him.
Yeah. So then they put him in the basement with Jules.
Mm-hmm. And so again, you had mentioned he's good at picking locks, and this comes
into play because she has her tongue pierced. Ugh. So this is also a reason why I'm like, it must be the 90s. Wasn't tongue piercing really big in the 90s?
I think so.
I had my tongue pierced in the 90s. Yeah.
And you would do that thing that she did.
Yeah, which actually is terrible for your teeth. You shouldn't do that.
We're clicking
Click
with it and everything. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't help it. You play with it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wants her to rip it out so he can use it to pick the lock.
Yeah. But she can't do it herself, so he does it for her with his mouth. That was gross.
See, now I put us in that situation, right?
You weren't doing that.
And I'm the girl and you're the guy.
Uh-huh.
You're the one going, look.
Ugh.
There's really no option here.
Mm-hmm.
Other than
the thought of that in my teeth ripping it out hurts me.
Well, but I would be the one going, not coming out. And you would be the one like, look, it's coming out. Because if it's not, we're fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of what happens. And he gets it out. And it was awesome how George came down at that moment.
Yeah, and they both had to keep their mouths shut because they had blood in their mouths.
Yeah.
And he also, Mickey had to lick the blood off his mouth. Did you see that part? He licked it really quick and then
I didn't see that.
It in.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Why do you want to feed them? Do you think there was drugs in the food at that point too?
There could have been.
Maybe that was why. And he just go, okay, you'll
do
eat
it later. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, we know that they're not going to live. So why are we? But I'm thinking back. I wonder if that's
proper.
The case.
He's a good host.
Yeah, that's true. Because she likes to cook and make food when she's distressed, right, Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he picks Jules's lock, but he can't get his own. Because he just can't do it from that angle. So he tries to tell her how to do it, but it breaks in the lock. And Jules is going to try to get away. She climbs a laundry chute.
Yeah.
That was a really, really, really big laundry chute.
It was actually kind of cool. But, I mean, the girl in the corner, right, Sweetie Pie is the one who kind of looks at it like you can get out that way. Which I thought, you're going to hear that.
Yes. We have a laundry chute.
Yeah.
Ours is... would not fit a person.
I mean, it's really just like ductwork.
And it wouldn't fit a kid either. Well, maybe a baby.
It, yeah.
Yeah, but that's about it.
But it was kind of cool how they did the side, like the cutaway shot, and you see her climbing up there, and it's extra. I don't know. Yeah. I actually kind of thought it was funny. I liked
it. It was
that.
A giant laundry chute. Yes. It was like industrial.
And they did not hear. And that's what I was saying. Like if you have duct work and you push on it, it's sheet metal.
You hear the boom, noise. Boom, boom, yeah.
And she's like going right by him, which I'm like, why is there a vent
in the
kitchen
chute?
In the laundry chute? Yeah, like that to me made no sense.
There's lots of holes we can poke in this film, but we're not going to do it.
No, but I actually think I have a reasoning behind that.
Oh, okay.
If the laundry chute is, you know, it's up on the second floor,
so
like
you
that,
can, if it gets clogged,
if it gets clogged, you
push.
Take it off and you can push down
because
we know
ours is on the first floor
and it gets clogged.
It does because the kids are terrible at doing.
You got to shove your arm down as far as you can.
No, you know what? I use the lightsabers.
Well, I shove my arm down as far as I can, and then I go in the basement and pull
pirate swords. That's how I get everything through. When it gets clogged, I just shove a sword down there and push.
Hey, if it works, right?
Yeah, it
does. Yeah. She climbs it, and she ends up out on the second floor.
Yeah, and she goes into, they have their pretend baby Ethan, into his nursery, and she discovers it's a doll, which we already suspected.
Yeah. And in the meantime, George went back in the basement.
She's gone.
He's passed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we see kind of George's really true colors come out with his anger, right?
Right.
He's fucking pissed. And he's, I like, I
he was
love,
about to cut his ear off,
yeah,
which I like.
But I love that whole monologue he did beforehand where he's like, I love the sound of, you know, a man trying not to cry.
Or scream.
Or scream, and they breathe through their nose, and he does that like the way he does it. I'm like,
which indicates he's clearly done this a lot.
Yes. And I was like, fuck, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Like that was like that moment where you're just like, oh shit. Right. And he goes to cut his ear off. And then Mickey is quick on his thoughts right there. And throws the old like, oh, well, if I'm not in a certain place, she's going to call the cops.
Right.
And I don't want the cops involved either because I'm a criminal. You're a criminal.
Yeah. It was smart.
And George buys it.
Yep. And he's about to let him out.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
That it was that easy, kind of.
Well.
That he was just going to let him go. But again, now here comes.
Because then they'd be on the lam. Yeah. Right?
Yes. So when he's letting him out, right, he takes him upstairs. He's going to let him out the door. And he's like.
Saying stuff.
See you in hell or something. Yeah. He's saying things that sound like he's going
to
kill him.
Yeah. So Jules comes out to save him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fucks everything up.
It does.
He's like, oh.
She has the baby by the foot. She's holding it over the stairs saying, I'm going to drop this baby unless you let us out.
Yeah. And so at this part, I'm going, okay, we know they're both crazy, George and Gloria. But
I think George knows.
That's what I was
going to say. You know, like doesn't mean anything to him.
Right. That's what I was going to say at this. But he definitely is kind of like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Gloria's freaking out.
Right.
And you think, is it because it's the baby and she thinks it's real? But we find out why.
Right.
You know, and that I'm glad that they did that because it made more sense.
Yeah.
You know, that she's not that crazy to think it's a real baby,
mm-hmm.
even though she treats it like that.
Right.
But then they get him tied up, right? We see
him
in the dining
room. Well,
because
George shoots at her, misses, and she drops the baby. And the baby breaks because he's
porcelain head.
Porcelain, and Gloria goes over to try to piece it back together, cutting her hands, which I liked
because
she doesn't care. And then, next scene, they're tied up at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Duct taped.
And we see a really cool casserole dish.
Yeah, it's split. She's making shepherd's pie. Now, what is shepherd's pie?
I don't know. I was relying on you to know.
It's like mashed potatoes on top of meat.
I don't know.
Veggies?
I don't know.
I don't eat red meat, so I don't think I could make shepherd's pie.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
Because I feel like it's like beef or lamb. Maybe it's lamb because shepherd and a lamb.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The shepherd like herded his sheep and then he's like, now I'm going to eat you. And then he would stick them in with some mashed potatoes.
I feel like I've seen what it is before.
Yeah, look, it's like, look at the recipe. What are you doing?
I'm looking at a recipe right now. Shepherd's pie. What do you need for it? Ingredients, potatoes, kosher salt. I mean, you need salt, butter, milk, sour cream, freshly ground black pepper.
Yeah.
Beef. So you got a lot of beef in there, too.
So it's not sheep. I feel like it should be sheep. That I makes feel like more it sense.
Makes more sense as well, too.
Yeah, I'm going to recreate shepherd's pie into sheep's.
All right. Yeah, so they bring that out. And you, I'll give you credit with that, too. You noticed the fact that it was the split dish and that they were getting the heavily dosed
yes,
side.
The drugged side.
And that Gloria and George had the normal side.
Yeah. So they get all zonky, but then the police show up.
Yes.
A police officer shows up.
Yep. And he's like, oh, what do you got going on in here?
Yeah, because there's the car from the robbers is near their house. So he comes to investigate.
Well, it had been towed away, but yeah, it was spotted there checking around. You can tell the cop definitely doesn't.
He's suspicious.
He's suspicious of
it. Like, I'm thinking at this point, he's thinking that the robbers are there and they're holding someone hostage.
Yes.
Like, something like that.
Yeah, because George is standing there with the door kind of like, you know.
Uninviting.
Yeah, when you get a solicitor at your house and you kind of leave it open partially and you act like the dog's even more vicious than it is.
When I get a solicitor now,
you yell at him.
I yell at him because I have a no soliciting sign. And then I always say, don't know. I'm assuming you didn't notice my no soliciting sign. And then I shut the door in their face and it feels really good.
Yeah. I mean, our sign is very subtle, but there's no way you can't see it.
Yeah. It's right on the door.
It's like on the porch underneath the door.
It's cute small. Too. It's metal.
It is cute, but we don't want to be tacky and like put it on the door so that it's like the eye, you know, where it catches your eye.
So it's right on the base of the door.
Yeah. It's on the,
Yeah, you can see it.
But you can clearly see as you walk up.
We've only gotten two solicitors since I put the sign up. We used to get tons.
Yeah.
So it's good. We get a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses and a lot of people claiming that they need to investigate the energy of your house, which is like they don't work for the electric company. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. You know what? If I don't
invite
you,
looks like
you
need a new roof. Really? Does it?
I'm sure you don't say that to people that don't. Yeah, just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robocalls and solicitors just drive me crazy.
I think they drive everyone crazy.
And they seem to be like hotter than ever right now. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like we used to get them a lot at our old house.
What, solicitors?
Yeah.
We used to get a lot of religious ones.
A ton of religious ones at our old house.
Yeah. The one time they thought when I was obviously much younger, but they came to our house and they thought I was like a child that lived there.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, is your mom home? She must have thought I was like a teenager.
Still didn't work, huh?
I want to talk to you guys about God or something. And I was like, I am the homeowner and go away.
Yeah. I was never as, blunt about it as
I
you,
never say anything mean. I just say we're all good here. That's like my God.
I usually, and it hasn't happened here, but I do remember at the old house it happened a few times.
You got like suckered in with one of them. She was young and she was like a hippie. And she was selling books. Do you remember that for kids?
I do kind of remember.
And
that,
you
yeah.
like listened it to her probably because she was young and pretty, and you were younger,
and you listened to her.
And I was like, he just fell for some young chick selling him stupid books that it was like a subscription.
I do remember. I do remember that. But no,
we had a kid. I was like, what a dick.
No.
No. Yeah, that's what it was.
No,
she was
it
wasn't. Blonde. I remember.
See,
her.
You remember what she looks like. I just remember the situation. And I remember as this was going on, because any of them that would come, I'd always let them give their spiel, even the religious ones. I'd even take the fucking pamphlet.
Oh, you're so nice.
But then I would always say, okay, thank you. I'm really busy right now if I'm interested. I would do that. And that girl, I remember, was droning on. And all I was thinking was, I knew you were in the other room and you were thinking that, but yet I still couldn't barge in and be rude.
She came back because you showed interest. You don't remember
that. I don't remember.
Yeah, she came back because you showed interest, and I had to be the mean one. Yeah.
Wow, that stood out in your head more than mine.
Yeah. Because I had to deal with her. Because we had Ethan then. He was a baby or like a toddler. And it was something to do with like kids' books, like learning books. It was stupid.
Well, we didn't have a no solicitor sign.
Yeah.
So anyways.
We had our mouth, so to say, get the fuck off
my property.
No,
we never said that either. Like I said, I would always let everybody do their spiel. Because I can be a dick, but I don't feel good being a dick right off the bat. Now, if I was like, I'm not interested, and they were like kind of dead thing, where they would put their foot to the door and be like, oh, wait, then I would be a dick.
Remember that time that guy did that? When you, Sean worked for, he's in a union, and they went on strike, and one of his union brothers got hit by one of the scabs working there with the car, mm-hmm. and the lawyer came for the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his foot in the door trying to come into our house because he wanted to talk to you. You don't remember that? I was really mad about that. Wow, I remember a lot more than
you. It happened to you.
Yeah, it happened to me.
Yeah, I don't remember it happening to me.
I told you.
We were talking. Yeah, we were just talking about me and how I would react.
Yeah, he put his foot in the door trying to get into our house, and I kind of had to push him out.
Yeah, and I had
house.
To call my union brother's lawyer, remember? Yeah. And I told him that I'm being harassed.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah,
because he would call and multiply. This has nothing to do with the movie.
I know. Yeah, one of the girls that it was a lady who was working there. You know, it's called a scab
when you cross a union line.
And she panicked because they were protesting, and she ran over one of the protesters.
Yeah, it was pretty.
And his foot twisted around.
So basically, last week's episode, Midsummer, when the old man, as you say, needle dropped, right?
Yeah.
Or needle jumped, and his leg
pin
snapped.
Dropped.
That's what my union brother's leg looked like.
Yeah.
And I fucking panicked. I didn't know what to do, and I just like held his leg. Like I was kneeling, holding his legs.
His foot could have come off. That's so gross.
Oh, when the paramedics finally got there and took his shoe off really gingerly, and I was just like, oh.
Ugh.
But I couldn't do that. Like inside, I'm going, oh my God. But I'm looking at him going, it's all good, dude. It's all good. You're going
to
be fine. It's all good. And he was very calm about it too. He was in shock.
Yeah, adrenaline.
Yeah. That was a
This has nothing to do with our movie. All right, back to the movie. Solicitors.
So, oh, yes, the police officer.
Is like
Holy
a solicitor.
Shit.
Very pushy.
We just went 10 minutes on a fucking solicitor rant.
Goddamn solicitors. If you're a solicitor, cut it out.
Oh, stop. Let's move on with the movie.
Cut out your soliciting. And also, if you're a robocaller, fuck you.
Oh, Nick, we're trying to get back to the movie.
Fucking robocaller. Okay, Sean's mom got suckered into a Microsoft robocaller, and they locked her out of her computer, and that's awful preying on elderly people. I have to tell you, that just makes me so angry.
Hold on, can I borrow that for a second?
My anger?
Your soapbox? Get back to the movie? Holy shit. Anything else you'd like to get off your chest?
No, I feel better.
Okay.
Fucking solicitor.
All right.
Robocall.
Okay, let's go. So, yes.
So the police officer acts a little bit like a solicitor, sort of pushing into the house.
Right.
Yeah. But he's a police officer.
And
it's different.
George has kind of convinced him that it's all good. You can go until he can't shut the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Because
it had been broken with the...
Yes, the cop notices that door has been... There's been a forced entry.
Yes.
And does he know, it was not successful.
Right. So he comes in and Gloria's managed to hide the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she get all that duct tape off?
I mean, you could... Duct tape, usually if you make a nice rip, it'll just kind of all... Because we have to do that work a lot. So I could see that, but it makes a noise.
Yeah.
Right, and it's right in the other room. But she gets him away, and he's like, where are they? She's like, oh, in the gym. And, of course, the gym is all, like, old
80s.
Type of fucking 80s shit.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. The cop is looking around. He's in the basement now. For some reason, he wants to go in the basement as well. And, of course, he's going to stumble upon Sweetie Pie as George stands at the top of the stairs
with a gun,
with him in his crosshairs.
But then he gets a call. They may have seen him, so he leaves.
Right.
Cop's gone.
And they're like, whew. Yeah. Dodge that one.
But while this is all going on, Julia has awoken from her drug-induced coma and snorted a bunch of coke to wake her up.
Yeah, crawls over to her bowling bag.
I think it's coke. I don't know. Coke is like an 80s drug
coke.
Or 90s drug.
I'd say it was coke.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I mean,
I had a lot of friends that used to do it. They were always really skinny.
All right. So, yeah, and then she wants to give Mickey a boost, but he ain't waking up. He's drooling all over. And I love how she puts it on his nose and then covers his mouth. And he's got to breathe it in. And boom, they wake up.
Right. And then they give the illusion they've left the house by throwing a boot in the yard.
So I thought that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was
clever. I like that. Throw them off the scent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they do. They buy into it. And they.
But why would your boot be left in the yard?
I guess it's
panicked thinking.
Yeah. It just fell off. You're not going to stop. If you were escaping and your shoe fell off, you wouldn't be like, oh, hold on. I got to put my shoe on.
Got to get my shoe.
You would just go.
Right.
And so it works. And Mickey and Jules are going to leave, but they're going to get the girl first. They get the key. They get the girl. They convince her, mm-hmm. right? She's a little hesitant, but she finally is like, she's going to go. They get
the car keys.
And they get the car keys. Now, the car's in the garage. Now, you and I had a little disagreement about this part.
That looked like a heavy-duty garage door.
It did. But
wooden.
But it was like a segmented door. So it goes up and it kind of is in pieces, right? Now, I could see, because I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, they're looking for the garage door opener. Panic. Uh-huh. They can't find it. Go through the motherfucker with the car.
I don't think you would have been able to go through that.
Yes, you could. If it's segmented like that, you can bust through it. It's all...
So there's that problem.
That
and
is...
the second problem is, while once they find the garage door opener, they raise it and George is there with a gun. So
right.
That's when you all duck and you push on the gas. Like, why did he feel like he needed to sit up and see?
I don't know.
He gets shot.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
But George gets messed up. His face is really
messed
up. He
gets really jacked up. But, of course, you know that he's not dead. Even though he rolls over the top, he's
yeah.
not dead. But, yeah, we discover they hit a tree or they go into the ditch or some shit. And Mickey's been shot.
Yeah, he dies.
I like that. I like Mickey.
I
really grew to like the couple.
Yeah.
Especially him.
Even though they were naughty.
I really grew to like Mickey.
Yeah.
I was kind of upset about it. I even like George. The girls, I could be like,
you
liked
George?
I liked his character. I loved the way the character was portrayed.
Oh,
I really did.
Also to bring up, Gloria was so upset about the doll because her mother had given her
yes.
that doll before she died.
Yeah, we kind of went over that when you went on your fucking rant. But yeah, at the dinner table.
Sometimes you just got a rant, and today was a rant day.
I think
day.
We do that quite often.
I apologize. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah, when they're having dinner with the casserole, the split casserole, they tell them, because Jules, she says, like, so what's going to go on? Like, you're going to kill us? And I thought that too, watching the movie. I'm like, are they going to ask that? Like, what are you, like, you're just going to kill us?
Yeah.
But that's a question I wouldn't want to ask.
I would ask
even
that
even though
question.
You know you're going to get killed, to actually hear them say that makes it even worse.
No, makes you know what's coming, so then you know you have to fight no matter what.
Right.
Maybe take risks you wouldn't have taken because you thought maybe there's a chance they would leave you alive. So now if you know they're going to kill you, now you just fight and it doesn't matter what
yeah.
you do.
And they say they're not going to kill him until they're drugged. And he's like, you really think we were going to let you go?
Yeah.
Right. And mm-hmm. And yeah, she kind of goes on the rant about this doll being something that her mother had given her. And now it's gone. And
mm-hmm.
there's like this whole emotional attachment to the doll. So I'm like, okay, that makes it seem a little bit better. Right.
Right.
Yeah, he gets shot. And of course, George isn't dead.
Right. And Sweetie Pie ends up killing George.
Yeah. Shoots him like right in the head or in
yeah.
the eye or something like that.
We get to see
like
right
that.
Through his head.
Yeah. And the thing is too, like at first I'm thinking, holy shit, like he's dead. The girl shot him. Mickey's in the car dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Jules is there with the kid. And then
Gloria comes
out with her bag. She's like, oh, like she clearly heard their gunshot.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how could she not hear? But
she's crazy.
She's crazy because even when she saw George, she's like, oh, I'll wait. Like,
yeah.
She didn't freak out or mm-hmm. nothing like that, right?
Mm-hmm. So the girls leave.
Yeah.
And they go to the seashore and they sell seashells.
Yeah. And that's the part where you're seeing it from like a home movie stand.
Right.
And it looks like it's shot on like an 8mm film from like the 60s with no sound. So it's like you get just thrown all these, like, it's this period, it's that period.
Right.
And I really like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
That's the movie.
That is the movie. So, fan of it? Not a fan?
No, I liked it.
Yeah, me too. I really, really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
Another one. I think I mentioned that
last
week.
And it was short, too. It was only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Like last week, I wasn't really.
We're on a roll.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to this one. We had watched the trailer for it. The trailer, to me, from what I remember, I thought it would be a little bit more serious,
mm-hmm.
more scary.
It was funny.
It had humor to it, but it also had suspense and scary mm-hmm. shit to it. You know, just that build up. I really liked this movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good. So another good pick. We're bound to hit a fucking wall.
Stinker's coming.
Yeah.
Can you smell it? Where's the stinker?
I do smell it.
I think it's going to be when I try to find a retro movie for us to watch.
Well, as you said,
anybody got any suggestions for some good, a good 80s retro movie?
I can tell you who's not going to give a suggestion. And Rob? That's my buddy Rob, who's been on the podcast, and he's my co-host on Throwback Reviews. We talked about that, and he's like, man, I think I'm 0 for 7. Everything I've either mentioned.
He didn't suggest the stuff, though.
No, but he's like, either a movie that I suggested to watch, you guys did not
April
like.
April Fool's Day.
Or you just are like, yeah, we're not doing that one.
Parents. He did suggest Parents as well. I tried to start watching that, but I wasn't in the right mindset.
Yeah.
It's got John Locke in it from Lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like him. Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him as John Locke. I may not like him in anything else, but as far as Lost goes, he was my favorite character.
Yeah.
So yeah, Rob, you still can
suggest something.
And friend Matt Lappy recommended. There was the one with, oh, shit. What was that little short?
The Phantom
guy.
Of Paradise.
Yeah, yeah. And
that was actually really good. We should have done it for the podcast.
We should have done it because we either looked it up or stumbled upon it. And
it was on Shudder,
We watched it one night, and then I think I was the one who was like, I don't know if I want a podcast about it, but I did actually like it.
Yeah.
So, we didn't do that. But our friends at the Boogeyman's Podcast, or Boogeyman's Closet, podcast. They actually did it. So
yeah,
if you want to hear
you can hear
their review of it. So what do we have coming up next week?
Another new movie.
Okay.
2019. Mm-hmm. Zombieland 2 Double Tap.
Really?
Yeah, what did you think I was going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, there's another movie I want to watch too, but that's going to be after that. Oh my God, we'll be so new. We got to put an old movie in here somewhere. I don't know if I can wait to watch that other movie.
We could do that one instead. I actually was against Zombieland Double Tap, but I'll do it if you want to because I love you.
All right, I'm switching it.
Yeah, because...
2019, another new movie. Doctor Sleep.
Doctor Sleep is the prequel, or is it
sequel to The Shining.
The Shining. All right. I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to that one either.
I read the book, so I am looking forward to it.
Okay. But, I mean, I haven't looked forward to a bunch of these movies. Paranormal.
You don't look forward to any of these movies. What are you talking about?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Sometimes I do.
When?
I was looking forward to Zombieland Double Tap.
You just asked it. You said I didn't want to do it.
No,
I was against it.
I do want to watch the movie, but I don't want to do it for the podcast because I felt like that episode was horrible.
Oh.
Because all we did was go, remember that scene?
It was like what we do in the shadows.
Yeah, exactly. Those two episodes were... I mean, not that these are fucking gold, but...
These are gold.
To me, those two episodes were complete shit.
First place right now. First place. Everyone loved my rant on solicitors and robocalls.
Oh, I'm sure. So...
I'm going to get a medal in the mail, and it's going to be like, you're the best at soapbox rant.
You're the best around.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so we're going to be doing whatever that was you just said, Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep.
Not looking forward to it, but we'll see.
Sean?
We'll see. Will the streak continue? Or will they hit the brick wall? Next time,
you know what?
On the
Maybe
Horrified
we
Chicken
should
Podcast.
Change it again.
Why?
Maybe we should rewatch The Shining first.
No.
And then watch Doctor Sleep. No. So we're all in tune.
Look, I know this is going to be one of those things where people are like, oh, I can't believe you said that. I like The Shining. It's a good movie. Don't want to fucking sit through it again.
It's not that long.
I don't want to watch it.
It's shorter than Midsommar.
I don't want to watch The Shining. It was good. I've seen it twice. Jack Nicholson was fucking phenomenal.
So I'm
going
to just have to watch it alone this week.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You're a baby.
I'm like, listen, I'll fucking put the squash on this
movie. Then we wouldn't
be
all new. It wouldn't be all new. We'd throw a retro in. And I've been wanting to do The Shining for the movie. For the podcast.
Yeah, but then I got to do another Shining movie the week after. Like, I don't like work. You know that?
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't want to do it. Can you... stop with this.
What should I do, folks? Should I push it or should I let it go? I don't know. I'm at a crossroads. I kind of want to push it.
What are you going to do?
Kind of want to push it, but I feel like Sean won't watch Doctor Sleep. And do I want to wait that long to watch Doctor Sleep because I haven't seen it yet?
Oh, yeah. You just read the book a while ago, right?
Yeah. All right. We'll just stick with Doctor Sleep. But I will watch The Shining. On my own.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Sounds good.
I can just hear the music of it. The opening music. It's so good.
Okay.
All right.
So
Dr. Sleep it is.
I look forward to that.
All right.
We'll talk to you
See
later.
Ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you would like to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Horrified Chicken Podcast. If you have any movie suggestions, anything that might scare Sean really good, or you have feedback on the show, please email us at horrifiedchickenpodcast@gmail.com.